Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In college, Billy Graham met Ruth Bell, the daughter of the famous missionary L. Nelson Bell. Ruth felt called to China as a missionary, but as Billy's fame grew, he told her that she must give up her calling to China. Billy and Ruth had seven children. Billy was on the road most of the time while Ruth raised the children. At one time, Billy was away 8 months without returning home. What a hardship this must have been for Ruth. In an interview, Ruth was asked if she ever had considered divorce. Divorce? No, Ruth replied. Murder, maybe. Billy had a grueling schedule. On the road, there were always meetings and speaking engagements. Billy always managed to stay balanced. Grady Wilson said that he had never seen a more disciplined person than Billy Graham. Every morning, Billy got up at 7 a.m. and read five psalms and a proverb. The psalms, Billy said, taught him about God, and the proverbs taught him about people. Billy loved people, and he was never uppity about his position. He talked to presidents and prime ministers, but he would just as soon talk to the cleaning lady in the hotel. On one occasion, Billy and his associates were in the hotel to meet with the officials of the city. When the meeting was over and the group emptied out into the hallway, the cleaning lady at the end of the hall waved to Billy. Billy went down the hall and talked with her for a good length of time. Billy was not above talking to a cleaning lady.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.